In your opinion, did it work at all, pumping all these billions of dollars in the economy?
Well, I think it's actually increased the unemployment rate. And the reason is pretty simple, and that is but a lot of people think the government goes and creates wealth just by spending money. Really, all it does is it just changes where you and I would have spent the money to where it thinks it ought to go. You know, whether it gets the money in taxes or borrowing, it's taking money from one place and moving it someplace else. Well, the businesses that you and I would have spent our money on, they're losing. Other ones are gaining. And in transferring the money, you also transfer jobs. I mean, the businesses that you and I would have been giving our money to now don't have it. They're not going to employ as many people. They're not going to produce the products that they were before. But it takes a while for people to move from one set of jobs to another. And in many cases, they have to take large pay cuts. If I'm working, let's say, in the coal mines or in the oil industry, and now I'm supposed to work in something to do with solar panels, you know, I may not have that set of skills. And it's hard for lots of people to adjust to the fact that they may have to take big reductions in salary. And so they look for long periods of time. Not everybody moves quickly from one job to another. And so we've just created a lot of chaos here. You know, there have been rules that they've changed on trade, which have benefited certain companies and hurt others. Jobs move between those. When they go and they pass something like the financial reform, banks have to cut out certain operations that they did, and maybe other parts of Wall Street are going to expand their operations. You know, Citibank lobbied for that legislation. Goldman Sachs lobbied for that legislation. Mm-hmm. Other banks fought against it. And so jobs move there. You look at the healthcare stuff. Already the impact of that is moving jobs around. And so you have all these changes that have just created a lot of chaos. And it takes a while for the economy to adjust. And I think that's one reason why we've had this big increase in unemployment, much bigger than a lot of the projections were about what it was going to be. And I had written about this back at the beginning of last year, that these types of things would happen. There's one other thing that's happened, too, and that is we've had this huge increase in the length of unemployment insurance benefits. You know, historically, if you look from the end of World War II up until the summer of 2008, unemployment insurance benefits would last from any place from as low as 21 weeks to up to 30 weeks. Right now, you can get benefits for 95 to 99 weeks, depending upon what type of state you're in. That's almost four times the average that we had in all the previous years from World War II on. And economists have found certain things. One thing is, if you subsidize more of something, you'll get more of it. Now, I'm not trying to minimize or belittle people's situation here, but there's some people that when you give them more benefits and benefits for a longer period of time, they'll take longer to search. And we've seen this before
Then they scramble when it runs out for them.
That's exactly right. What economists have found is that about 40% of the people who get unemployment insurance benefits get jobs in the last month of their benefits. And when you extend the benefits, that kind of bulge just moves right along with the extension of the benefits. And and then there's another 30% that get jobs within the 3 weeks after their benefits end.
What's going on in the housing market, John?
Well, the housing market's been a real mess, and I think the Obama administration, many of the things that they've done have exacerbated it. We've had new rules on lending. You know, one of the problems that created this mess to begin with is that the federal government forced banks to make loans that they didn't want to make.
Right.
So you had people who couldn't put anything down for their home, or people whose only income was, let's say, welfare or unemployment insurance. And banks would say, these guys are really risky. We don't want to lend to them. And the federal government would say, if you don't lend to them, that can be taken as evidence of discrimination, and you can face huge penalties as a result. And so banks made loans. Now, we've kind of gone to the other extreme. Now, there are many cases where banks want to loan to people, but the federal government has changed many rules that made it so that now those people that they want to lend to, they're not allowed to. And so that's helped exacerbate the drop in housing prices that we've had. But, you know, just today, or Tuesday, we've just had a new bailout for mortgages. And it's really, I don't know, depressing.
And what is the new bailout plan?
Well, what it is if your mortgage is underwater, which basically means that the value of your mortgage is more than the value of your house, then so you owe more on your house than the house is worth, then if the holder of the mortgage, the financial institution that has it, goes to the Treasury, what they can do is, in exchange for a 10% reduction in what's owed on the mortgage, the federal government will guarantee the other 90% of the mortgage. But here's the problem, and that is, if a mortgage is underwater, there's obviously a lot of risk for it. These mortgages are worth less than the face value of the mortgage. And on average, you'll find a lot of these mortgages have already been selling at like 40 or 50% of their original value.
Sounds like we're going to get right back into the mess we started in.
Well, it's even a little bit worse, because what we have here is that we're just giving Wall Street money. So let's say you had a $400,000 mortgage, but let's
say the house is worth $250,000.
All right.
So what do you do?
And so if the house was worth that, my guess is most likely the value of the mortgage, because they buy and sell these mortgages all the time, would be something like $200,000 or less, because there's a cost for buying and selling the home if somebody defaults. And if the mortgage is worth more than the value of the home, a lot of people just walk away from the house.
Right.
And so now you're the bank, and the government says, if you take a 10% cut on this $400,000, because you know it's not even worth $400,000, so it's nothing to you to say, I agree, I'll give up 10%.
And get the rest guaranteed. Yeah.
I get the rest guaranteed. I paid $200,000 for this mortgage. The government guarantees 90% of the $400,000. That's $360,000. That's as if the government just wrote you a check for $160,000. And it doesn't affect future mortgages. This is a past business decision.
Gosh, you would hope, if you're in that position, that the borrower would default so you can get that extra money from the government.
Right. Well, the thing is, as soon as the government makes this offer, the value of the mortgage goes up right away. You don't need to wait for it to go there. Just the fact that they know in the future the government will pay off. And the thing is, Obama administration has done this on the cheap. They're not paying anything right now, so we don't see the cost.